So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
AP 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 and 727-579-1025 with the phone numbers at Roger and JP. If you'd like to play along with our reindeer games on social media, that'd be cool. Roger's out today. He'll be back tomorrow if all goes well. I think he's just got a regular ass cold. So my wife was growing a horn. And
how does it look?
Well, it's gone now.
Oh, good.
It's gone now, but it was like a literal horn. Like if you looked at the devil.
Mm-hmm. On her head?
On her head.
Okay.
One horn. I'm not joking.
There was a horn.
There was a...
A horn.
Okay, you know how like when a deer starts to grow their antlers?
Yeah, yeah.
They have like a... Like it starts out as a nub.
Yeah.
A nubbin. And then the numbers get big and they turn into... So if left alone, it would have turned into a horn. Clearly, she's been taken over by Satan. Anyway.
All right.
All right. It's happening. It happened. It's since been removed. But here's where it gets interesting. As if the horn wasn't interesting enough.
How did... What? Yeah, let's stay on that for a second. How... What was it?
Yeah.
Well...
Was it an actual bone growth?
No. It wasn't a bone growth. If you're asking me, in all my Dr. Pimple Popper knowledge...
Mm-hmm.
It was a big zit? No,
not a zit. A lipoma is what I'm thinking it was. It's basically a big cyst that's probably started out as like zit material.
Okay.
That hardened because she was afraid to go get it checked out. And by the time she went, I think, I'm not really sure... Like I said, I only watch Dr. Pimple Popper at night when I'm falling asleep, so...
But that's what it was, and she's okay,
well, we don't
technically.
Know. Well, she's alive. Yeah. She took yesterday off. She went back today. But it was apparently my lack of... Well, I got out of work. I thought she was going after school. She's a teacher, obviously, so I thought she was going after school. So I thought her appointment was at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the show ended, I called her at 2 o'clock. She was already stunad.
What's stunad?
Means like old dopey. You know, she was already just all banged up from the procedure.
Stunad.
And you're learning so much stuff.
I am.
Today.
I'm gonna say stunad at some point.
You can say stunad.
I'm all
stunad. The Italians will take you right in. If you say maronami. Or stunad, you're official.
Right. So you questioned me before about maronami, and then now yeah, you're
stunad.
In.
So anyway,
so you do stunad.
So I call her at 2 o'clock, and we got out of here, and we had nothing going on after the show, so we left, and I got in the car, and I called. And I'm thinking I'm going to catch her on her way to the appointment. Turns out the appointment already happened, and I'm a horrible human being for not calling ahead of time. Hold on. Okay? I want everybody to know she was not knocked out for this. She wasn't going on. They did like general anesthesia like Dr. Pimple Popper does. They put a little numbing in there. They numbed it all up, sliced it open, pulled it out, stitched it back up.
Did stuff come out?
Yeah, they
like pimple popper stuff.
Well, not like zit juice or anything like that, but something solid,
like a solid rock.
If I had to guess, I think
I'm creeped out right now.
I don't know. Yeah, me too. She's tough to love. So anyway,
well, it's not her fault. No, I love her even more.
Well, let's not get crazy.
She's.
I can't possibly love her any more than I already do, Monica.
Yeah, that's obvious right now.
But the fact that I called on my way home and then got home and didn't have flowers made me public enemy number one.
Is that what she wanted or some recognition
flowers?
In general?
Yeah.
The minute I got out of here, I called her right away to wish her luck with her thing.
But you know, the problem is not that you. Mm-hmm. So your heart, I guess, but your whole the whole problem is you didn't know when it was. So that's it. Doesn't matter when you called. You didn't even care enough to make it a note.
She told me she was going after school. I didn't know she was leaving school early that day. She told me she was going after school. Right. Now, she'll lie now in hindsight and tell me that she told me 1 o'clock. She didn't tell me 1 o'clock. Why? She told me she was going after school.
Why didn't you ask her what time if she didn't tell you?
Because after school means it's going to be 2:30. Mm. You see, I can't win.
You got to nail that down. You got to nail when it's something like this. If it's something random, that doesn't matter. But when it's something that you know you're going to call her after to check on, then you need to nail down a time. And
okay, here's the thing. Now, I'm not even going to play the card that she left me for dead after I had my back surgery.
Yes, you are.
No. I'm not even going to play that card. You know, the card.
The card that you just brought up?
The card is, I can tell people really want to know what happened. I had back surgery. We had small children.
Violent.
I could barely move. And 2 days after I was sliced open, she decided to leave me on my own. And go see Roger Waters from Pink Floyd at Yankee Stadium. It left me to crawl to the bathroom and fend for myself.
I mean, those tickets were expensive.
But they were tickets that I bought that I was supposed to go to, and I couldn't go.
She didn't want to waste them.
But listen, I don't even want to bring that up.
You just did.
Of course not. I understand.
It was an accident. I'm building a story here, Mom. Sorry, my voice is gone. So I immediately get home, and she's giving me crap. I said, you know, you got some set of balls.
No, don't.
She's like, what? I go, how about the last two times I went to go get the epidural injections?
It's not about you, JP.
Hold on.
You're going to punch me.
I got knocked out for the epidural injections in my back and in my neck. And I still told her, go to work, don't worry about me, I'll figure it out, I'll get home, don't sweat. I wasn't supposed to drive home, I was fine, I drove home.
You were fine according to who, you or the doctors said you're clear?
I left.
That doesn't mean you're clear.
I was good. Mm-hmm. Right? I got home, everything's fine, right? I didn't bitch that she didn't come home with candy. Oh, she didn't come home with, I thought here I am doing a good thing by letting her just go live her life and not have to worry about me.
You got it all wrong, dude.
I don't see, but here's the thing. I don't have it all wrong. I have it all right.
For you, but not for her. And it's not about you. It's about her.
It's really about us. Things need to equal out.
If you were both having the same exact procedure done at the same exact time, sure, absolutely. Divvy that up. But
for
you didn't.
The record. When she had her hysterectomy, I was there for all of it.
You have a tab of, I'm convinced you have a notebook somewhere, and you write down dates and times, and this is what you did when, and then this is what she didn't do this time. And
here's something I don't think we ever mentioned, we ever talked about on the air, because I probably wouldn't have gone near it. When we were going to couples therapy, originally I really didn't want to go to a woman. I didn't want to see a female because I didn't think I had a shot. Well, because you just, you know, you just.
Makes sense.
As a guy, a woman talking to a woman about marital and relationship issues, you don't think you have a shot if there's another woman in the room. Turns out I did. Turns out I did.
You can take your assumptions.
And we were talking, and in the first session, I must have heard, you know, Nicole, he's right. Like 3 or 4 different times, I was like, hey, this therapy is all right, right? So I was like, okay, what time you want us next week? And I was really into it. And she goes, it was after the second session. Because the first session, after she told me I was right a bunch of times, I was like, what'd you think?
Stop.
She's like, well, you seem to be happy. I'm like, yeah, you know, there were some things where, you know, I was truly questioning whether I was, you know, losing my mind or not. But it turns out I'm, you know, everything is cool. And she's like, yeah, no, I know I have some things to work on. I said, okay, I would try to tell you that you had those things to work on and you would ignore me. But now that this chick, who I now love, told you to work on them, we're cool. So we go to the next one. And after the second session, she goes, you're keeping score.
Mm-hmm. You are.
I kept score the whole time.
See?
No, it so was, no, I won like 14-3.
Win.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? Because when you're, when your marriage is at that point where it's not going so great and you're being made to feel like it's your fault, but you're like in your mind, in your heart of heart, and in your mind, you really feel like you're, you've been doing the right thing. You're just not getting get what you need out of it. And then you have this therapist tell you you're right. Awesome.
Yeah, but you, but she knows you, you know, probably better than anybody. And she knows, she know, she's fighting an uphill battle because she, when she's sitting there listening to that, all of that, she knows that you are keeping score. She knows that you're not only keeping score, but you're not going to be the type of person who knows that you both know you're going to have to bring it up and not maybe rub it in her face, but it's going to feel to her like it's rubbing in her face. And that just create,
that therapy not only saved our marriage, but made it better than it had been in 10 years.
But on both sides, so you feel better too, though, right? Like you're,
I feel, you know why I feel better?
Because she told you you were right.
Because I was justified in my thoughts. I was justified in feeling the way I was feeling.
So then don't you want to be nice to your wife and say, okay, listen,
I wasn't mean. 14-3. That's not mean.
It's not nice.
Rich. Would it have gone the same way if it was 14-3 her? If after that first meeting, she said, you know what, Nicole? You're right.
I would have been living.
How would it have been?
I would have been living in a Volkswagen telling everybody, things are going really good right now. I'm in a really good place.
You know, I see my kids once a week.
Yeah, I'm in a really good place. But you know what? I was able to keep paying for the house, so the kids are staying in the house. You know, it's all about them. It's all about them. You know, I'll eventually start dating. I'm just not ready.
We're doing good co-parenting. We are.
Right. That absolutely would have been my story. I'm in a really good place right now. Isn't that what everybody who goes through, every guy who got beat up in a divorce, they all say the same thing. They all say, she's an effing B, repeatedly. She took me to the cleaners, or they're trying to deny that they're in a bad place. They're like, no, I'm in a really good place right now.
You know, I got a mattress that fits in the back of my Ram. And, you know, once you put the cover over the top, it's pretty warm.
You know, it's really
warm and insulated.
You
know,
and when you're sleeping in the back of a pickup truck with a mattress back there, and you're really staring up at those stars every night, it really brings you back. You really find a new part of yourself that you never knew existed.
Exactly.
It's really freeing.
I never know what to say to those people. I'm like, oh, good.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
That sounds great.
I'm happy for you. Rich is online, too. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey there, JP. How are you doing today?
All right. How are you?
Good, man. Hey, I wanted to just touch base with you regarding the wife's horn on her head.
Right.
And it's actually, I hate to call it on something serious, but it is serious.
Then don't.
Last year, I had something very similar. My doctor for a year was saying, hey, that's a cyst. It was right at the edge of my hairline. When they finally, I told him, look, we got to image this thing. I don't believe you. My father died of brain cancer. I'm a little touchy about it. Took some pictures of it. Turned out to be an incredibly rare cancer called the pyelomatrix. So make sure whatever she had taken out gets biopsied and checked.
Well, they were biopsying it, and you know, by the grace of whoever's running the show here, you're still doing okay, right?
Yeah, I'm doing awesome. I went over to Moffitt here in Tampa, and they did an amazing job.
There you go. Well, congratulations.
It's so rare. As of 2017, worldwide, there had only been 170 of them documented.
Right.
So it's a crazy number.
Yeah. I'm playing the odds here. She's fine. It was just like a little lipoma. If I had to guess. Thanks, Rich.
All right, cool. All right, thanks, have man. A great one.
Later. Balls is on the line. What's up, buddy?
What's up, bro?
Where are you?
Florida for the meantime. You're running the show up there all by yourself today, huh? Good job, bro.
Yeah, Roger's out. He'll be back tomorrow. Are you calling from a commissary in the jail? Where are you?
Not yet. I got to turn myself in December. I got to do a quick 90 days, a little skip bed, you know what I mean?
Okay. How many times in jail will that make it for you?
Probably, actually not that many times, probably like six or whatever, but, I'm calling because, bro, like you're talking about your therapist, bro. Like I'm seeing this therapist. I'm paying this therapist now, mm-hmm. and bro, like she's smoking hot. I want to bang her and I want to bang my probation officer, bro. Listen, my probation officer can get it.
My buddy Matt slept with his therapist.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't go well. I do not recommend that.
Yeah, I don't think it'll go well, but I'd still smash it. You know what I mean? Like, bro, she's hot. Like, my PO was hot.
Balls,
like,
when's the last time you took a good look at yourself?
A long time, bro. But I've been trying to do it more recently, but I just got so much stuff going on. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I auditioned for that movie up in the city, in New York, and I'm hoping it actually makes the cut, but we'll see what happens. You know what I mean?
What movie?
So. You really stretched yourself. You were a guy handing a bartender at 20.
Oh, was really?
You're really pushing yourself.
Bro, listen. Bro, there was like 200 people in front of me, right? So we're all auditioning for this role, right? And then you got to say like three lines. It's like, hey, get me a beer. But I changed it. I said, hey, get me a beer. I said it like four times. And then I was like, give me a beer. Then I said, F it. Give me two shots of whiskey, too. And, bro, the people with the...
The director?
The producer? Whatever. Yeah. The people that like check you out. They're like, all right, hold on a second. And I'm like, okay. And it was, I ended up making the cut, bro. We filmed and it was, I'm hoping I get paid for that, bro.
What's the name of this movie? Can you imagine he ends up with a SAG-AFTRA card?
Yes.
Right? Like health benefits for life, like all that? It'd be great, bro. It's it's the Russian Room. It's called the Russian
there.
Room. It's in
the Russian
Tea
Room.
Right.
The Russian Tea Room. I've been there.
That's the name of the flick, though, bro.
Oh, that's the name of the flick. I thought you mean that's where you filmed it.
No. We filmed it in downtown Manhattan, like off of Center Street. But that's the name of the flick. So I'm hoping it makes the cut.
And how did you get to that point where you're auditioning for it?
Super Agent Tony Burton gave me a list of places to call. And I called like 15 of them, and like I went downtown. I was there for like 5 hours, and you know, I got lucky, I guess. I don't know. Hopefully, it makes the cut.
How did you even end up? Mike got you a phone call with his agent, Calta.
Well, I know Tony. Like, I reached out to him, and I'm like, look, I'm in the Bronx. Like, I got a lot of time on my hands right now. I could, you know, do some work, whatever. Like, let me see if I score something. And he gave me a list of places to call and, like, websites. And the one place is like, yo, come downtown, like, whatever. They sent me an email back, and I'd, like, come downtown to the Spring. And I'm like, all right. So I went down there, and it was an office, and it was weird as hell, bro. And I was hammered, but I didn't care. I just went in there. I'm like, you know what I mean?
Why,
like they told me.
Why would you go in there bombed? Because you were nervous?
Yeah, because of anxiety, bro. I got all this stuff on my mind, bro. My life is a goddamn disaster right now, bro.
When are you going to try and get to the bottom of it? When are you going to try?
It's not about trying. Bro, it's not about trying about it getting to the bottom of anything.
I'm going to give you some words that the immortal, incredible Hulk gave me, Lou Ferrigno himself. there is no trying. You're either doing
exactly.
it or you're
There's
not.
No trying.
So then why aren't you doing it?
Bro, I don't know, but I'm doing good. So why are you like yelling at me right now? Why are you yelling at me?
I'm yelling at you, but you want to go, you're calling Tony to get you places to go for auditions to be in movies and television shows, and you show up bombed. Can you imagine if he made that phone call for you?
I was just my normal self. I was just my normal self, bro. I went in there. I did what I had to do. You know what I mean? Like, I went in there. I was myself. And they actually picked me. And hopefully it makes the big screen. I'm a gazillionaire one day.
Right. Because you were yourself, you improvised and you got it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I changed the lines. I said, hey, like, instead of, you know, give me two beers and give me two shots of whiskey. And they liked that for some reason. I have Fantastic. No idea why, but they liked it.
Monica, you know what's going to happen, right?
What?
You're going to be watching one of those award shows, and this dude's going to be moonwalking across a red carpet. And you are immediately going to drink yourself back into a coma.
Hey, you know what, man? I owe Monica an apology for all the times I was a dick to her. Like, I know I was addicted to you, Monica, and I apologize. Aww. Like, there's nothing but love for you guys, man. Like, for me, like, there's nothing but love for you and, you know, Raj, JP, Brett. Like, there's nothing but love for you guys, man.
I gotta be honest with you, Balls. I sincerely never, ever, ever thought I'd ever hear those words out of your mouth. So, first and foremost, thank you very, very much. And I obviously accept them. That's phenomenal. But my only question is, and don't take this the wrong way, boy, are you going to remember, like, having said that you're sorry and that we're cool? Like, you know what I mean?
Yo, I'm good right now. I'm good. Like, okay. I'm all, like, I'm not out of my mind trash right now. I'm really not. Okay. You know what I mean?
Goodbye.
Hey, bro. I'm really freaking trash. Yo, dude. Why are you being a dick? It's balls. Don't be a dick, bro. And give me two shots, too.
Sup,
Scorsese? I got this.
What qualifications does he have to be in any kind of movie at all? That's the question.
Because he went in there auditioning just be an extra.
How is he even... No offense.
Listen, here's the thing about... You have to say about Balls, Monica. I mean, he could be a little charming bastard. He can be.
No, I don't know about charming. He can BS his way charming, into situations. That's for sure.
Not charming in a seducing a woman sort of way. Charming where you don't immediately run from him. You know, like
he can BS his way.
He's been selling speakers out of the back of a van for 30 years.
He's been BSing his way through it.
You know, you got to be able to do a certain amount of schmoozing. You know,
I call it BS. You call it schmoozing.
Right.
But I mean, it's working for, like, regardless of what it's called. You're right. It's working for him, and he, you know, who knows or what. And I don't wish him any ill will. Right. I just think that this whole scenario is a bit much.
Roger and JP, 1025. He's got to go do 60 days in jail now? 90 days,
but
he said?
It's only a sixth time, so.
Right. Well, Roger and JP, 1025.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.